On today's show, we welcome Reverend Dr. Julie Morette. Christy and I chatted with this amazing reverend, spiritual practitioner, author, and speaker. And what comes out of this is really amazing, which is survival skills for all of us to evolve more peacefully and powerfully in this most amazing time. So we can choose to rise into our power, or we can choose otherwise. I have a feeling you're listening to this so that you can rise up, you can shine your light, and you can do your work, and we can all rock this party. So I hope you enjoy the show, and if you're interested, stay on for a 5-minute powerful prayer to light you up. We hope you enjoy the show.
Quantum entanglement, the gist of it, the short term, is that everything impacts everything all the time. This is the good news, because there are things that are happening in our world where I sometimes feel powerless, do feel powerless, feel frustrated, feel angry. But when I remind myself that we have a say about our future, and we say that energetically first, by raising my frequency, I'm casting my vote towards the goodness I seek.
Welcome to the Wonder Life Podcast, the voice for health and wellness, where soul, science, and technology meet. I'm your host and superfan, Andrea Ritter, and this season is our global family reunion where we will explore transformation, health and wellness, and how we can unite to save our planet. We hope you are inspired. Thank you for joining. Reverend Dr. Julie Morette is here with us today, everyone. So welcome to the Wonder Life Podcast. We are thrilled to see you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be with you.
Wonderful. Everybody, Christy's in the house, bringing the high frequency, and we are just really excited. So the inspiration for this chat today is that Reverend Julie delivered an amazing message on agapelive.com on June the 5th. I was so inspired because we are in such a time where we have to get into the truth of who we are at the deeper level, even if we think we already know, because what you know, now you don't know. And that is like legit. So Reverend Julie really just took me to the place of inspiration, but also you bring it real. Like, let's just set the table. We got a bunch of crap that's going on right now. And let's talk about this piece around programming and what that even means.
Sure. So I'm a tools person. It's really important to me to have tools. And especially in this time that we're currently in, where there's so many things, the last couple of years, globally in the United States, there's so much that's happening. And so we're going to need to have like some tools on deck to be able to manage our situations, and not just to manage, but to thrive. Because what happens is we need to learn how to speak brain. And I wanted to share a little bit about different brain states, because what I'm seeing the last couple of years, the whole world went into survival mode. And survival mode is not the mode to help us have clear thinking and be able to get out of or resolve or solve any of the situations we're in. So if I could do a little bit on what the three modes of the brain are, just to kind of set the table here. Because when you speak about programming, everything we experience early on, the way we're raised, even in utero, like there's so many messages that we receive about what love is, about what life is, about what people and relationships are. And we function on autopilot until we change some of that programming. And the programming that we get determines how we respond to stress, stressful times and experiences. So the three modes of the brain, you've got the survival brain, the emotional brain, and the executive brain. Survival brain is the gear we shift into in fear, doubt, and worry. It's important to have a strong survival brain. You know, if you're wandering through an African savanna and a lion starts to size you up for lunch, you want a survival brain that says, you know, get out of there. But what happens is when we function in survival in an ongoing chronic state, it makes it impossible. I was going to say hard, but impossible to have clear thinking. So we've got to have some tools on deck so that we can help identify when we're in survival mode, because a lot of times we don't. I shared a great story about, you know, like thinking that you're like having a real clear idea as you get up in 2 o'clock in the morning and run over to an ex's apartment and, you know, like all, but that's survival brain running us. So there's some strategies to help know when you're in survival and when you're not. And so it starts by regulating the survival brain. And then the emotional brain is the sphere of feelings we have about everything all the time. The deal with feelings, there's this saying, felt feelings flow. So when we acknowledge our feelings, it helps us stay emotionally well ventilated, which is huge, because stuck coagulated emotions in the body, that becomes the seed of disease. I don't even make it cute anymore by saying dis-ease. Stuck emotions are the beginning points for disease. So we want to make sure we're well emotionally ventilated. And when both of those two pieces, survival and emotional, are well regulated, then we pop up into an executive state. That's the sweet spot. That's where we have clear thinking. That's where every single solution to every issue we have on the planet right now is available. The issue that we have is when we try to solve problems from a survival brain. That's happened over the last couple of years. It's when fear is trying to solve a situation that never works. So to step into the survival brain for a moment, there are four primary survival responses: fight, flight, freeze, and appease. And we've all got our go-to. So as you're listening to this, become aware, what's the main way that you handle challenges? When stuff's going down, do you come out swinging? That's fight. Do you take off? Flight. Do you freeze up? Do you appease? Oh, it's okay. It's all right. I don't mind. So it's important to be able to notice which strategy you're in. And then there's some things that we can do to help talk us down so that we get out of survival mode. Once you're out of survival mode, you pop into the emotional brain. That's where we feel and acknowledge feelings. Only after those two pieces are in place do we rise up into our clear thinking executive brain. So is it all right if we do a couple maybe survival strategies to help just
get— Yes. Yes, ma'am. We need that.
Okay, so the first thing, and this is good no matter, even if things are just going along beautifully right now, right where you are, it helps us build capacity to deal with life as life is lifing, because life is definitely lifing right now, right? So we want to build capacity so that when, you know, the next new law comes down or the next new law is taken away or whenever, whatever, whatever, we've got some kind of capacity inside so that we can move through survival, feel and acknowledge our feelings, and then come up with the solutions to this moment. So for survival brain, you start with a regulating breath. Breathing in through the nose, if your nose is clear and you can breathe in through the nose, that's the best. Kind of swift and then slow, slow out through slightly parted lips. Breathing in through the nose. And maybe on the exhale, layer in a little sound just from low down in the belly, just let something out. So breathing in. Can you just feel that in this moment? Like just how it adds in a layer of relaxation, a layer of peace in just a few seconds. Right? Then there's something else we can do. I mentioned in my talk on June 5th, horrible name. It's called self-petting, but you know, it's really effective. Yeah, both kinds are effective in a different way, but this is the kind that we're going to do.
Where you and take it comes with a free vibrator.
Kinda. So you take one hand to the top of one shoulder and just gently rub it down the full length of the arm. And you do that, if you do it for 30 seconds, it actually triggers the release of oxytocin. That's the happy hormone. That's the part that says, you're all right, baby. I gotcha. We're going to get through this. You know, no hungry lions here. So when we do these kinds of practices, breathing in full and deep, and just exhaling out through slightly parted lips, this action, releasing oxytocin. Now we're starting to reset our state. And then there's another regulating activity that we can do. It's called 4-3-2-1. So when you're feeling anxious, nervous, if you just want to regulate yourself from that survival mode, just notice four things you can see. Kind of look around where you are, four things that you see. Just notice them as you look around. I see a little fairy. I see a candle. I see my light. I see my computer that won't show my Zoom screen. All the things that you see. And then three things that you can hear. This is a little trickier. Just notice three things you can hear. Maybe there's, so I hear when I really focus, because I wasn't hearing anything at first, but now I can hear the light hum of the fan. I hear a bird outside. And I heard a car go by. So that might take a little bit more. And then maybe two things you can touch, right? So there's a book that I can touch. There's a microphone I can touch. And one thing you can taste. What can you taste? I have a sip of water. Or you could do smell. Any of those things bring us back in our body. Another thing with survival brain is you can kind of notice, all right, do I have legs? Like, you know, because sometimes in survival brain, we go up and out. Like, okay, do I feel my feet? Can I feel my toes? Can I feel my core? So these are some strategies that when life is going on, you can do regulating breath, the self-petting, the 4-3-2-1, things that you see, things that you smell, things that you taste, just to bring us back in our body. Then we go into the emotional brain. That's where you notice, okay, let me scan my body right now. What am I currently feeling? Like, what am I feeling in this moment? And so I'm going to invite, as you're listening, what are you feeling right now? What are the emotions moving through? I feel kind of calm. I feel kind of peaceful, a little agitated. I couldn't get the camera that I wanted working. And you just start noticing, what am I feeling? And then you layer it in and notice, where do you feel it in your body? So whatever the feelings are, I feel calmness in my chest right now. I feel a happiness. I feel joy. I feel excitement. So the more that you do it, the more layers of emotions there are. And just notice all of them. It's not a good or bad. It's everything. I can have agitation and annoyance and happiness and excitement and wonder. I have it all, right? And it's acknowledging it and feeling it. And that lets it flow on. That's the whole deal. And once we do this process, then we're able to kind of pop up into an executive brain state. That's where we have solutions. And literally every solution to every major issue on the planet is available to us when we as a collective are in our clear thinking brain state. Does that all make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Cause I really agree with what Christy was saying when we were speaking earlier about how, you know, she's a nutritionist and at this point, everything's frequency. We're focusing on the frequency of things. I love food and I love yummy food. And I also think in terms of the frequency of the food that I'm eating, you know, not 100%, but a lot, you know, at least 80% of the time, I'm very mindful that what I'm putting in, the frequency of it. And, you know, I practice Qigong, so I'll take a glass of water and I'll just, you know, hold it in between my hands and let the frequency elevate the content of the water. There's so much that we can do energetically. And so, I think that being mindful about our frequency is like the game changer to this time. And so that's why at Agape, we do prayer. I just did prayer for a few thousand people on Agape Live. We do everything we can to raise our frequency, because the higher our frequency, the better we're able we are to get into the executive brain state. When I do a prayer, I like to invite each one to listening to just, I imagine like light particles, like trillions of light particles. Everything is energy. It really is. And when you stir the energy in such a way, I like to imagine these particles of light melding into all the cells, into my neurons and protons and neutrons and the synapses and the neural networks and every part of my beingness that I'm breathing in, allowing it to soak into my body, that it's like a spiritual chiropractic adjustment, allowing more and more flow. And then just move forward with an expectancy of goodness, you know, of wonder, of excitement, like good is at hand. Am I talking too much? I get excited.
That is why you are here. This is what we're talking about. I mean, this is not the first time you've talked about quantum entanglement, but I feel like that's part of this whole story.
Quantum entanglement, everything impacts everything all the time. This is the good news, because there are things that are happening in our world where I sometimes feel powerless, do feel powerless, feel frustrated, feel angry. But when I remind myself that, like Akili Beckwith said, we have a say about our future. And we say that energetically, you know, first, by raising my frequency, I'm casting my vote towards the goodness I seek.
Amen.
Everything impacts everything all the time. So I want to raise my frequency, just like Christy was talking about. We raise it with nutrition. We raise it with our consciousness. We raise it with our prayers. And then it's like the whole world, our experiences are magnetized towards us at the level of our consciousness. So when I'm in fear, doubt, and worry, I'm going to see it everywhere I go. When I'm in this elevated bliss state, all of a sudden I start attracting at that level. The more of us attracting at that level, the more we're going to create the kind of peace we seek in the world and the solutions we seek.
Oh, I don't read the newspaper, and I have a really, I'm very challenged by the news. And we know how our brother Michael talks about the news and
paid advertising. That's the news.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, last week I had the distinct pleasure to evolve further, and you know, with some of the things that came out in the last couple of weeks, because I don't read the paper, I will just because I want to know what's going on in the world. I don't want to get too involved, but you know, I unfortunately or fortunately went to the New York Times to see what these brethren had said or done or declared or didn't declare. And I was coming in hot, and my husband walks in the room and he's like, "Good morning, how are you?" And I said, "I'm about to pop off." Like, thought I was going to lose my mind. And so I really did have to lose that mind. I had to lose the mind where I thought I was not in power for my life or for the planet. And so before I got on Instagram, I was really glad that I stopped myself from getting on there and having an Instagram rage session. You know, what happened this past week was just like, I'm going to decide what my life and what my world and what my impact is. I can't have a governing body decide for me. I have to root in the truth of who I am and why I came here to elevate, to change, to shift, to grow, and to become whatever it is that is to become through me, to do the thing that we're supposed to do. Because I can't live the other way. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, I totally get it. You know, another piece that just reminded me of, I talked about the three different brain states: survival brain, emotional brain, executive brain. A big disconnect in communication is when I'm in one brain state and my husband, for example, is in another, right? So if I'm in survival brain, like, I can't get my computer to work and I'm freaking out, and he comes in executive brain, well, it's not that bad. And you could just, I want to like eat it off the skull, right? Because I'm survival. So we're in different brain states. And so I feel like we've got to learn how to speak brain, so that if somebody else is in survival mode, we know how to be with them in a way. And there are all kinds of tools. I go through the Center for Emotional Education. That's where I got a lot of my training in this neuroemotional content. There's just so much that's available to us so that we can have effective communication. And I feel like that's necessary right now. And for individually, it starts by knowing how to regulate ourselves. And it's simple. It's the breath work. It's feeling and acknowledging our feelings so that I can feel like life is not happening to me. Governments are not happening to to me that I can do something inside and be a part of the say in what's happening in the world. So that's really important.
That's such a good point. What do you suggest to people who don't think so linear? Like, they're like, I just need to get to the executive brain. Is there like a quick step program? Is there like, I know I'm in survival and I have to walk into a situation and I can't be in this state.
Yeah. So, I mean, the quick thing is taking the time to do some of those deep regulating breaths and checking in, like, do I have a body? You know, can I feel my legs? Can I feel my torso? That kind of thing. This action, I'm serious, it's just 30 seconds and you're starting to change your neurochemistry in a real way. Oxytocin gets released, the breath works. So that'll help, like, you know, in a quick fix, that's important. And then the next thing is just take those few seconds. What am I feeling? I do that all the time. You know, especially if I'm going to go on stage, like, oh, I'm feeling excitement, I'm feeling nervousness, I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling whatever it is, feeling and acknowledging feelings so that we're well ventilated emotionally. That's what it's those things. You know, we could spend hours and hours processing stuff, but in the quick fix, it's regulating breath, it's the self-petting, it's the feeling feelings, the 4-3-2-1, four things I see, smell, taste, touch, just to bring us back in our bodies. What am I feeling? Where do I feel that in my body? Breathe into that place. If it has a color, a size, a shape, if it reminds me of somebody I know, all these little tools, because I can't tell you how many times people think they're in executive brain and they're just full on raging survival and nothing productive can happen.
So powerful.
Yes.
So powerful. I love all of this so much. I've been hanging out with you for a long time, even though you didn't know it. And just like, I mean, you are on fire and it is amazing and beautiful and wonderful to experience the gifts that you have to give to us. I mean, so inspiring.
Thank you.
Like, let's talk about the book.
The book is What's Your What? Right? Your Unique Brand. And it's available on Amazon. And I have the audio version on Audible. And then I have an audio book, An Ounce of Inspiration, on iTunes. And it's 5 of my talks. And they're really fun because it's back when we were live. And so you hear all the audience response, which is just wonderful for me.
So I love it. I love it. Christy, I think we need to have Reverend Julie come to Wonder Next and speak in Fort Collins
that
at Wonder Next.
The lit intention for today. Yes. 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 We need you here in Colorado. I feel so many people are in survival brain, and the people that aren't are kind of like, how do I deal with the people that are in my life that are in survival brain? It's so important what you're talking about, because we're not going to get out of this without these tools.
Yeah, it's been a game changer. I started learning about these tools to deal with my son so that I knew how to interact with him. It's game changer in our relationship, game changer in my marriage.
I'm going to need the syllabus. This has been amazing. We will put the book, we'll put your website in the show notes. What is your IG handle?
Rev Julie Moret, RevJulieMoret. And I do have a great big video up right after June 5th, where I posted out the different brain states. I did a whole content show with the founders of the Center for Emotional Education. So there's really good information there.
That's on your website?
Yeah, it was around June 5th that I put it up, maybe June 4th. Okay. And interview with them.
We'll share all that. It's so good. It's beyond words, honestly. Like, I really got all the cobwebs out.
Yay. Well, it's a pleasure being with you both and everybody listening. I'm so grateful. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank Ben. You.
My gosh.
Welcome to the bonus track. We are excited to share Reverend Dr. Julie Moret's prayer, She Will Light You Up.
Dear Do you want to do a prayer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always. Okay.
So this is what I love about Agape is that it's Agape International Spiritual Center, founded and directed by Michael Bernard Beckwith, just to be clear what we're talking about. It's trans-denominational. Every single religion, spiritual practice, everything you can think of, we all show up at Agape. And so it's no matter what your religious preference or background, this is a trans-denominational, inclusive of all religions and spiritualities form of prayer. And as I go through this, the purpose when I pray is to elevate frequency. So we're going to create an elevated state of consciousness. And as you let yourself rise up into it, it opens up and lets us become attractor fields at a higher vibratory frequency. That's when you do this kind of prayer regularly and you notice that you're able to attract people, places, circumstances, and events that match us at our chosen heightened level of consciousness. That's when life gets really fun and juicy. So I'll launch into a prayer and I'm just going to invite those as you're listening, just let yourself be elevated. That's the opportunity. So if you're not driving or operating any kind of equipment, I invite you to close your eyes. Let yourself go into this state, this available state of love. As I become keenly aware that there is one power, one presence, one source, one life, one energy, one dynamic good, one vitalizing life force energy. It's everywhere, always, in all places, in all spaces. This presence, you can call it God, spirit, higher consciousness, by whatever name you call it, nature. This presence is everywhere. There's no place that it is not. And since it's everywhere, that means it's right where I am in this moment. And as that's true for myself, I'm knowing it's true for you right where you are, that we are always intimately connected with this divine source, the source of all life, that divine infinite intelligence that informs the tides to ebb and flow, that lets the sun and the moon and the stars do their thing, that allows a little tiny seed to know how to sprout into a great big oak tree. That creative urge, that creative impulse that is everywhere always, it's in me. It is me. And as that is my truth, I'm knowing it's the truth for each one tuning in this moment, that there is this presence that is never an absence. It's creative. It's vitalizing. It's filled with life and energy and vitality. And so it's from this place of absolute unification that I'm grateful to realize that all the wholeness, all the health, all the divine intelligence, all the creativity, all the wisdom, all the joy, all the ecstasy, all the bliss that exists in the universe exists within the very cells, in the marrow, in the beingness of each one tuning in. And so I'm excited already, grateful already for the way in which this internal urge for full realization in this lifetime begins to unfold and upwell and overflow. And I'm grateful already for all the divine right employment and divine right housing and the synchronicities and the seeming coincidences and all manner of goodness that begins to open wide within the hearts, minds, soul cells and each one tuning in, that there's something that becomes so expanded, so open, so available, that each one tuning in becomes so resonant with that internal urge to be everything that they are intended to be in this lifetime. And so I bless that which is ready to emerge. And I invite each one tuning in to become what's so deeply in your heart. What are you ready to shine and emanate in this lifetime? Divine right partnership, divine right housing, health, wholeness, prosperity, ease, grace, love, bliss in relationships, becoming so open and available to the flow of life, entering the river, so that I am now flowing in the direction of my omnipresent good, feeling how good that feels. I bless each one as we rise into this illuminated, heightened state of frequency of all manner of goodness, so that everything I'm drawn to, that I'm actually beginning to crave all the kinds of foods and fresh, pure, clear, clean water that's fuel to this body temple, not only fuel, but that allows me to get so bright, that allows each one tuning in to become such an emanation of light and energy and possibility, that the whole universe has to collude around each beloved, providing perfect people, places, circumstances, and events so that this day, all manner of goodness begins to flow in and as the life of each one tuning in. I'm grateful for this. I declare it is so, and I allow it to be, saying, and so it is. Amen.
And so it is. This has been an episode of the Wonder Life Podcast, the voice for health and wellness, where soul, science, and technology meet. You may find us on social at wonder.life, at wonderhealth, or at wonderhealth.com. And that is wonder with a U.